Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool once again. We are on chapter 6. We are progressing very, very nicely in this particular subject of marketing of financial services. And we are drilling more further down, especially in this chapter. After evolution, after what is the financial service, after what are the different types of financial service, after marketing of financial service, in the previous chapter, the organization structure and design. Now we are ready to launch our marketing organization. However, we'll be requiring the field level staff. We will have to recruit them, we'll have to train them, we'll have to measure their effectiveness and efficiency, and this would be an ongoing process. So this chapter is going to help us do that. Chapter 6, which is organizing, staffing, and training the sales force. What are the learning objectives of this chapter? Learning objectives would be to understand how to organize staff and train a sales force. So by the end of the chapter, we'll understand how to actually recruit a sales staff, train them, and get them into action. We have to know that successful sales organization know a secret for success in marketing. And that secret is revenue can be earned with the right recruitment of sales force, with the perfect modeling of sales team, obviously with the help of training. So right recruitment, right modeling of sales team will help the organization achieve its goal, because it will help them to create and preserve time for increasing the efficiency and effectiveness of every sales transaction. Every sales transaction is important, because if some transactions are not good, it will have a negative word of mouth which can affect the entire good work done. So every transaction needs to be full of efficiency and effectiveness, and this is the key secret every successful sales organization knows. So this starts with recruiting a new salesperson. So how should be this new salesperson be? A new salesperson needs to be well versed with many things. The most important thing for him to know is the product or service he is going to offer. A salesperson is considered as the face of the organization. So he not only should know about the product or services, but he should also know what are the vision, mission, goals, and objectives of the organization. Has to be at the back of his mind as to who he is representing. And all this can happen because a new salesperson will not know all this. So this can be done with training programs. A training program will give an opportunity for the organization to not only inform the staff about the product or service, about the image of the organization, but he will help him to transform himself and make him a better person, a better salesperson, to deliver what the organization has designed for the customer. He will deliver the right customer at the right time, at the right place. So sales training becomes very important for grooming and nurturing a new salesperson. Sales training imparts knowledge on different aspects of selling as well as marketing. It includes the basics of selling. It includes the procedure of prospecting, needs identification, providing solutions, as well as closing the sales. And when we talk about such trainings, we have beautiful models of training. One of them we are going to cover in this chapter. In addition to this fundamentals of selling, it will also teach him to follow the rules and regulations while selling a product or a service. Because we have seen autonomy and control has to be going hand in hand. We cannot have complete freedom for autonomy, neither we can be rigid with rules and regulation. And hence this aspect also need to be taught to a new salesperson so that he is clear about the rules and regulations, his duties, as well as responsibilities. Successful sales organization have a great knack of making their sales force aware of rules and regulations applicable to their organization, as well as save themselves from the adverse impact. Because as the market has grown, the regulations have also been in place to check unfair trade practices. So the salesperson has to follow, and if there is any violation of rules and regulation, it can have impact on both the salesperson as well as the sales organization. And hence the sales team needs to be well versed with all the mandatory requirements relating to the products and services relating to the industry in which he is serving. By providing training and leadership, team building and communication, employees can be groomed to accept higher role, higher responsibilities, so that a newbie can be reaching at the top. Employees will be better equipped to showcase the company's products, services, and use their persuasive skills to convince potential customer. From customer, he can increase his grip on the market, from the market to the region, from the region to the zone, and he can easily cross the boundaries of the country. So this ultimately helps more sales, as well as the growth in personality of the salesperson, and makes him ready to get his place at the top of the pyramid. A Salesforce organization requires salesperson who can find good converting prospects, persuade them to buy the offered products and services, as well as creating lifetime revenue. Because a clever salesperson will never ever be satisfied in just winning an order. A lifetime value, a lifetime revenue has to be created. That customer should trust a salesperson based on what persuasion the customer has given or made to the customer. The customer will not go to any other organization, because once the trust is created, once the relationship is created, the customer will come again and again to the same organization. Maybe the salesperson will be different at different points of time. But a rapport built up with good persuasion to give the product, the right product to the customer, will always create value for lifetime of the organization. The salesperson should have winning presentation skills, analytical skills, communication skills, most important, patience and perseverance. Because every time conversion might not happen. Every time you cannot go for selling. As we have seen, the core component of a successful sale is relationship building. And the sale will happen at the right time. And for this reason, patience and perseverance has to be there with every salesperson. Salesperson should also keep in mind that they are the face of the company, and every act can result into enhancing or reducing the image of the company. The sales force structure takes shape from the strategic marketing planning. As we have seen in the previous chapter, the organization structure and design. We have already a proper design in place based on geography, based on the product, based on the customer. So that part is already done. The chief marketing officer is very clear about what projections are made about the quality and quantity of sales force, which can bring in the desired sales and the revenue for the organization with an effective marketing plan. The organization structure guides the sales force in carrying out the strategic planning to pursue the sales force goals. The organization structure has a clear blueprint of what are the functions, who all are required to make the things happen, and at what location, with what products and services, with what pricing. Mistake in the sales force organization can result in poor selection of sales team. If the recruited sales person doesn't know about the strategic plan, is not aware about the vision and mission, is not aware about what role is expected out of him, then such selection would be a poor selection, and this can only lead to ineffectiveness and inefficiencies, and obviously the loss for the organization. So friends, having understood the importance of a salesperson, now let us understand what type of job description should be designed for a salesperson. Is a job description same for all the salesperson, or it can vary based on the role that is expected out of the salesperson? The main duty of the salesperson is to add value to a customer's shopping experience, because he is the person who is going to go face to face. And in addition to having all the skills of communication, persuasion, leadership, he has to keep in mind that he follows the rules and regulations, stays within the ambit drawn for him. The steps in Salesforce management are the same as those in general personnel management. Even though the general person work for administration, the salesperson work on the field. However, the general rules of behaving with the customer would be the same. It comes to administration, it comes to internal customers. When it comes to sales, it comes to field level customers. The sales manager should prepare the job description before recruiting the sales force. You just cannot hire anybody for anything. You need to know what role, what description of the job you require. Based on that, it can be easily tested and analyzed whether whoever is going to get recruited would be suitable for that description or not. Sales job analysis is the first critical step in the modern sales force management, as it provides the data required for preparing the written job description. So, written job description is a very scientific process. Based on whatever sales force you are having, based upon whether you require more sales force, whether you require a new or experienced sales force, all that information is very vital for preparing a job description. The duties and responsibilities is very important in a job description. It needs to be leveraged to determine the qualifications required, the experience required, the attitude required of the salesperson to perform the job satisfactorily. Since a large component of the job involves customer relations, an ideal candidate for a sales job is someone who enjoys working with the people. He has to be an extrovert. He has to have the quality of mingling with the customer to understand their pain points. Only then he will be able to deliver a solution which is useful for the customer. A salesperson's main purpose is to assist a customer and to assess how much interaction a customer wants. Adequate product knowledge is a must, without which his role would not be done. However, in addition to adequate product knowledge, he should have other skills also to go inside the mind of the customer, understand his needs, and then match the product with his needs and wants. Adequate product knowledge is a must to increase the total sales by convincing the customer to buy the products suitable for him. Only when the salesperson goes inside the mind of the customer, then only he will be able to guide the customer as to which products he should buy. He would be able to convince the customer why should he buy, and then automatically the conversion will happen. The responsibilities of salesperson can include various parameters. Like, number one, he has to improve his knowledge, because knowledge improvement is a must, especially about products and services. Whatever understood about a product and service at a point of time will not be sufficient, because there will be lots of changes that would be happening based on the requirements of the customer, based on the growth in the market. And if the salesperson is not aware, then how is he going to communicate with the customer? So the first important responsibility of a salesperson is to improve the knowledge of products and service. Second important responsibility is to effectively communicate organization policies to the customer. Lot of customers, different types of customers, every customer will try to bargain, negotiate, expect whatever things he wants. But here comes a very important aspect of effectively communication with the customer regarding to organization policies to the customer, because these products and services are standardized. Third important responsibility of a salesperson is processing the sales leads for conversion to the staff member. When a salesperson deals with any customer or a prospect, it is not just one-to-one, but it is one to the organization. So every arms of the organization should be triggered for converting the lead into a sale. So he should be able to communicate with all the arms of the organization, making them understand the importance of time, the sending of whatever the collaterals to the customer within the time norms established as per the organization policies. The fourth important responsibility of a customer is to answer customer questions, queries, whether it is one-to-one or on phone calls or on any of the automated channels. Especially when it is a complaint, that complaint can convert into a very big disaster. So any complaint that is received from the customer has to be promptly resolved so that the customer understands that you care for him. Next important responsibility of a salesperson is to analyze the sales data. Because you cannot believe you are good always. Your goodness will be reflected from the sales data, from your sales progress report and other sales related records. Your sales manager will obviously going to monitor it. But as an individual salesperson, one has to always analyze the sales information, whether one is progressing in its role or not. Next important responsibility, handle cash and credit sales and close out till at the end of the day. Because both cash and credit sales are important, and closing out only will result into an order. Evaluating existing sales space and layout to suggest and implement improvements. As we have seen in the design part, vital inputs can be received from the sales team. And this is where during the convincing process, during the delivery process, the salesperson might notice certain improvements that can be made in the existing sales practice or layout. So that needs to be immediately communicated to the product managers, to the marketing managers, so that a right fix can be put in at the right time. Next important responsibility of the sales manager, he should have high energy level. Because whenever you are dealing with customer require dynamic people, high energy people, only then they will be encouraged and enthusiasm will be created within them to interact with you. Should have high energy and should be comfortable in performing multifaceted projects. Because just focusing on one project may not overall groom your personality. And hence, every salesperson should not only have high energy levels, but should be comfortable in performing the multifaceted projects. So let us see now, how do we recruit salesperson? Sales team has to be very strong. And when we say strong, the strength of a sales team will be measured in how effective they are in different market situations. How effective they are in overcoming the tactics and strategies deployed by the competitors. And only then they will be able to expand the business market. So recruiting salesperson has to be a very scientific process. A right person can make a team strong. Not so good person will actually ruin or spoil the entire team. When there is a vacant position, you cannot take it lightly. Even when you are filling a vacant position, you should be able to use the outgoing salesperson's job description as a starting point. Because here there is no excuse. Anyone who enters the system should immediately get along with the system. Only then the sales team will work as it is or improve from where it was. However, if you are replacing an ineffective sales staff member, you need to rethink and redefine your business needs regarding the position. You need to know whether that ineffective sales staff was because of his drawbacks or there are some flaws in the system. The training methods were not adequate. The goals set by the organization not realistic, not achievable. So all this analysis will help the organization to recruit the right person to build a strong sales team. Recruitment of sales force can happen from internal sources as well as external sources. Various organizations have different policies. Some organizations feel someone internal who is aware about all the systems and procedure will be in a better position to take along or forward the organization's visions and goals. However, some organizations feel a fresh mind from the external market will be very useful for adding the strength of the sales team. So we cannot have a fixed pattern of recruiting only from internal source or only from external source. It is purely based on the need of the sales team. And ultimately how strong you can make the sales team. The internal sources of recruitment includes promoting existing employees and giving a suitable offer to interns who work on part-time basis. Because we see various campus graduates, they want some exposure from the industry and hence they come as interns. Some of the sharp minds can be co-opted by giving them a proper offer. And some organizations also have employee referral programs. When we say employee referral programs, obviously these people are known to your employees and the employees are in a better position to decide whether they can be a best fit for their organization. So such an asset can also be very useful in making the team very strong. Now let us look at the external sources. The external sources of recruitment includes your campus recruitment, your employment exchanges, your recruitment agencies, your newspaper advertisements, and other industry sources. In the digital world, we have various digital portals who actually have various methods of floating the resume. So the sales manager or the recruitment manager can easily go through different resumes that are put up on such digital portals and call some of them who they feel can fit their current sales team. Thank you.